You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 71 degrees. KSL's top story. Salt Lake City police are investigating the second e-scooter death in just a month. They say impairment may have been a factor in last night's death. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
A 41-year-old man was hit last night near 800 West North Temple. He was on an e-scooter at the time. Police say he died later at the hospital. The driver did stay on scene but is under investigation. Just a month ago, a mother of five was also on an e-scooter when she ran into a bump in the sidewalk and died from a head injury.
Police warn drivers you have to be on the lookout for e-scooters, especially as the temperatures warm up. The state GOP convention is this coming Saturday. KSL at Night co-host and political consultant Taylor Morgan says one race to watch is for the 3rd congressional district seat.
These open seats here in Utah don't really come open all that often. And because of John Curtis jumping into the U.S. Senate race to fill Mitt Romney's vacant Senate seat, we have an open race, of course, for the 3rd district here in Utah.
Taylor Morgan, who says this Saturday's convention could be the most important one the GOP has had in decades. The Supreme Court is grappling with whether the homeless can be banned from sleeping outside. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the High Court spent 2.5 hours hearing arguments about whether it's cruel and unusual punishment to punish the homeless from sleeping in public. Liberal justices like Sonia Sotomayor were outspoken in their opposition to a ban.
Are they supposed to kill themselves not sleeping?
But conservative Neil Gorsuch asked, what if there are no public restrooms?
Do people have an Eighth Amendment right to defecate and urinate?
No,
a decision is expected in June. Secretary of State Antony Blinken releasing his 2023 Human Rights Report outlining abuses and bright spots around the world.
There is much work to be done to uphold the rights set out in the Universal Declaration. We once again see human rights and the rule of law under stress in more ways and in more places across the globe.
The State Department's human rights report shows the war in Gaza has killed or injured nearly 80,000 Palestinians. That's 3% of the population. The Senate will now take up the bill to ban TikTok. One of the app's creators, Jennifer Gay, says it's one of the worst things for businesses and creators.
It's about the human connection and meeting people and doing things.
The House approved the ban over the weekend. It was included in the foreign aid package. President Biden says a ban is needed to protect national security and the data of Americans. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced where the Lehi and West Jordan temples will be built. The first presidency of the church revealed the Lehi Temple will be built northwest of the intersection between 3900 and 40th North at Center Street. In West Jordan, the temple will be at about 7200 South, west of Highway 111. Both temples were only just announced in April during General Conference. After search and rescue teams spent their weekend looking for a lost hiker, they're now reminding Utahns, be prepared before you hit the trail.
More Utahns will be hitting the trails as we get into warmer weather, which means search and rescue teams are gearing up for another busy season. Sergeant Sean Ensley with the Weber County Sheriff's Office says lost hikers usually aren't too big of an issue. It's mostly injuries and medical issues that keep them busy.
Those medical issues are you know, related to like sprained ankles, broken ankles, some sort of fracture or medical event.
Sergeant Ensley says regardless, it's important to keep a map or an app that has the trail details. It can help hikers find their way back to the marked trail or let search and rescue teams know the area they are in. Alexandria Bonia, KSL News Radio.
Weber State is shelling out the big bucks for Friday's graduation speaker, Rainn Wilson, a.k.a. Dwight, from The Office. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
$125,000 is an almost unheard-of cost for a grad speaker. But school spokesperson Brian Magana says it's doing a lot for Weber State's advertising. It's getting eyes on the school and getting potential students interested in attending. Plus, it should be one of the highest-attended graduations, with lots of members of the community showing their interest as well.
A private donor is covering 70% of the cost, which really helps out Weber State. They also utilize savings and reworked their graduation celebration budget to make this happen. Kevin Bacon kept his promise, stopping by Payson High School this weekend. Students took him on a tour of his old stomping grounds and even showed him his famous Footloose locker.
Are we sure we have the right one?
Yeah.
Hey! Oh, look at this.
We got a Walkman. Like a Walkman.
And in the scriptures, we have, like, the verses highlighted
from the movie.
I love it.
I've been waiting so long to hear you say that.
The NBC Today Show had an exclusive interview with Bacon where he said the school and the town of Payson helped him shape his character for the film. KSL News Time 436, Ricky. Is it still emergency traffic?
Yeah, it's still pretty rough out there. Westbound on the 201, it's all because of an accident near I-215's west belt, and that's what's causing the delays back to I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.